to be, you showed us a picture from Frank, the railroad, which was, give us an idea of where the view is. You don't have to pull it up, Scott, but what if you were on the east side of the road? Is there any part of 160 that somebody can be driving, whether they're, I'm assuming that's east and west, east or westbound, that they can see from the road and go, oh, that's the homesteading place, that they can actually see that section of land from the highway? Can they see that? There's no visual. So if you had teepees put up or whatever, yurts or whatever it is you're going to build, can they see that from the road at all?
They can't see it from this east side. And Scott, if you would go back to my first pictures, this is the bottom of the valley right here. So this is the very top of the hill. And so at the very top, as you come in, right now you can see just a little bit of green. Well, first, let's show them the east. So A
east. Because I feel like this is kind of some new evidence. Like that picture you showed us changed my whole perspective. Even though I voted.
Because I only showed a picture from the opposite end, so.
Yeah.
You're right.
But it does give a little bit of clarity, because there was a lot of talk of how it was just standing right out.
Right.
So.
I should have even taken, or go to the next picture, or two over. Or this one is looking at Frank Gray, so that's why I showed you this way now. Because you can't see the road this way, but you can see it kind of, it's indifferent. But so the next one, this is what you see when you enter on the road. My land here is so high that it shields everything. The only thing you can see right here is just the existing, like an abandoned house that's at that bottom of the marked area of that square that I...
So if you put a building in the center of your circle, where would you put your finger?
Which I already have one.
Okay, show me where it's. Oh, it's already there in this picture?
It's on the other side of this, yeah.
So you can't see it?
You can't see it.
Okay, thank you.
I was just to make sure, I didn't want to say 100% that you couldn't, but
yeah.
I don't think you can.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
Mm-hmm. I will just mention a few of the last kind of notes that I think were important. Actually, while we have this up, I wanted to mention it was a concern about being neighbors in the country and such too, and being the distances away from each other.
I wanted to note here that when we're speaking about neighbors in the country, obviously we are going to be further apart, but I want to make sure that it's, when you're talking about neighbors, and if you were to go down this road, you see how that's neighbors in the country and how far apart you are. The closest person I'm to is my Uncle Steve Sylvie right here, and my aunt and uncle Pat and Betty. And that's how far I am from them. The next person would be Janine Cross here, and that's how far I am from them. So by that definition, I don't really have neighbors. I am on my own. And so I wanted to kind of note that, because that was an argument for the opposition that should be understood, that distance doesn't matter. People keep noting that there's not going to be anything to do. And at this retreat center, there will be things to do. It's a retreat center for the matter of having a purpose for coming. With that retreat purpose, you also do have activities around. Yes, people already do have ATV trails at Hercules Glades. People are already doing and working on horseback riding units, which is what I would like to even get into the future as well. You already have spots to give hunters right backdoor access if you want to provide hunters. If you want fishing, you have fishing on both sides of you within 20 minutes, whether it be Arkansas or Bush Creek or Bush Shoals. And you do have options for things to do. I have plenty of room on my property for you to hike without you getting lost, with me making trails, and you got plenty to explore without touching anyone else. So I do believe there's a lot to do, and people won't be as bored as you think. The boredom comes when you're a monthly renter and you're there week after week and you're still looking for something else to do. I can busy you for that 3 days to a week, even 2 weeks sometimes, if you're really coming for a purpose. But after that, that's when you are going to see someone branching out and exploring more areas and going on to somewhere else. If you're coming for a purpose, you're staying there or you're going right around. You're not involving yourself with the surrounding citizens. I think one of the most important things was the water table effect. And after that first meeting is when I met with John Suti, and I had already met with Melissa Betts, but I had her come back out for even a new reinspection for the soil evaluation to make sure everything was good. We even dug a couple more holes out in different areas across the land just to make sure it was consistent. And then that's when John Suti actually added that next unit on, that's what I proposed was the only change last meeting, was just that new unit being added onto utilities. But with that, it would be my personal RV right now. I'm building a building that's about a 60 by 30 building that will have bathrooms, an apartment for workers and guests, or just family guests and stuff, no actual guests like that, and then the kitchen and a laundry and such for me to take care. And then it'll hold 3 yurts, and then by my fire pit, I'm going to have just a toilet and some sinks down there. And that alone, that makes up for 1,600 gallons a day. And therefore, after that measurement, and John Suti is the one designing my septic permit as well and helping me with the routing direction, and he's assured me that I'm still guaranteed at least 1,400 gallons a day for future growth and such too. So to make sure I'm not affecting the water table there, I was trying to get the most accurate information, as well as to provide feedback and record. We're putting water meters on each unit in the building just to appropriate how much is actually taking, how much we're using, and what's actually going on with the water table and septic use in the area. Just today, actually, yesterday and today, we put up 2 new electric poles. So that was the final 2 poles. I had 1 extension for the building, in which the material actually delivered today too. So that project will start next month for the family building. And then we got another electric pole that went in today that will also provide the electricity for the 3 yurts and the fire pit. Of all the concerns and responses, though, not a single person said that this was a bad business idea. In fact, each of them said only good things and said that it was a terrific idea. They just kept saying, not here. This project, however, is for the community and therefore extremely compatible. They are residents, resistant to change, even when they don't know what the change is. But I understand that, and I share that feeling of wanting it to remain country. Excuse me. It will remain pristine, guaranteed, and no one will ever notice any changes at all unless they decide to be a part of it, and in return, that will have a positive impact. Each of these notes were things I used in order to create a brand new presentation, and I wanted to show as many new pictures and plan layouts as I could. I do understand that I miscommunicated, although I believe the decision may have been different without my confusion, and therefore that's why I was requesting the rehearing. In the agreement that the original vote was made due to comfort of the opposition, that the appeal was denied due to a fault of my own, and that my family has every right to do with what we own, and that we have shrunk the size of the request to prove the concept, that is my request for my family to be allowed to be heard a new time. And then I went about with you what my new request would be for 5 nightly rentals, the ability to conduct the homestead classes and DIY, the retreat center activities and therapies, and the ability to have a commercial kitchen to serve those guests. And yes, those can be negotiated or accepted individually. We just want the ability to prove the intentions and business, and we just need that opportunity to do so. There will be no addition of impact, and nothing will change from the current day-to-day. Motorcycles, cars, trucks drive down Fairview Church every day. Hunters will hunt. Hikers will hike. ATVers will ride. The viewpoints will continue to astound. Birds will chirp, crickets will play, frogs will croak, and things will continue to be the same as they are today. So I appreciate you listening. I didn't understand the whole reconsideration, rehearing, but with that, I do request to be reheard. And I appreciate any recommendations, feedback, or questions.
Is there any questions?
I do have a question. So the yurt that you have built now cannot be seen from the highway, and it's going to be the most apparent one?
Yes, sir. That's the one the most on top. All the ones are digging
below,
more deep.
So
yes, sir.
Won't be visible from the highway.
Correct.
You are living on the property, and you're going to continue to live on the property in an RV?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to build a house? Or?
There will be a house in the future. It's just my I had an RV, so I like it right now. So I'd rather just live in it till I get things going. And in 10 years, my grandpa is actually planning on moving up here to where across the hill
we're going to build like a little, just like a family house unit too. So I will still keep that. Even if I ever move right here, I'll keep that unit for a worker. It'll never be a guest unit. But I may or may not build something
in the future. It may be an RV, but it will be a spot.
Also, the five total nightly units.
Yes, sir.
Are they going to be five yurts, or are they going to be three campsites and two yurts, or what's it?
Okay, it will be three yurts, and then the reason I asked for five was just potential. I probably would just put out campsites or a tent set up right now, but something still temporary structure.
So you're.
But I'm not under. I don't know what those would be like yet. Yes, sir. I would
five
just start with these.
Three yurts.
Yes, sir. Correct.
And it seemed to me that the issue wasn't the number of units. It was the issue.
Well, we started out with so many.
Yeah.
That was kind of a concern.
Yeah.
And I'm like you. I really couldn't
visualize it. Yeah.
Whether it was going to be right on the road or down off the road or where you could see
it's
it.
Totally and, different perspective.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Totally different.
Do you? You know exactly where it's at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And you cannot see the yurt from the road.
Well, I've not been down that road since he built it.
I see.
But I'm real familiar with the area. I've got a question for Scott, a clarification here. I've been reading this rehearing request, and it says that new evidence that was not in existence at the time of the original hearing or was not available because some other interested party prevented the discovery of such evidence. If the rehearing is granted, then the board shall direct the administrator to have appropriate notices given for rehearing. Now, what does that mean exactly?
The notices?
Because we've not had that. Is there a new rehearing case that comes before the board?
No, it's a whole complete appeal. We're back to square one. It'd be like
one.
That first time. I send
the decision
out,
we
I
made
send out letters within 600 feet. I'll physically post the property, and we'll put it in the newspaper. It's just back to like his first appeal.
Square one.
Yeah, square one, first appeal.
Okay. You guys have any questions?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I just want to make note that, again, the perspective completely changed with the questions asked in the new photo. I mean, showing a new evidence of the lay of the land makes a huge difference on that, because I was envisioning that you could, even though I voted in the minor of last time, but I felt like still, that even when I was kind of for it then, I still felt that you could see it all from the road.
I couldn't tell.
And so we're talking about something that no one will ever even know it's really there. So I just want to point that out.
And the number of units is totally different.
And that's, yeah.
So I think there is sufficient changes to the request.
Okay.
What does anybody else think?
Certainly five is a lot different than 25. And if you can't see, you said a completely different visual perspective.
That's huge. That's, to me, is huge new evidence.
I heard rebuttals to arguments. I heard maybe some clarification of answers given. I'm not sure. I guess the only thing that would be new is reduction in number. Is that sufficient to warrant hearing it again? I mean, my mind goes to, well, is there an error of law made? I guess that's not for me to decide tonight.
Well, would you?
The concerns was met. That was planning and zoning's main concern, I think, was numbers.
Yeah.
And people against it, period.
Yeah. But also we talked about the compatibility issue of it. And again, it fell into the idea that it was going to be this something that everybody would see in the area, And there, to me, again, I could only go by the